no call. So that's the reason as to why, that's the reason as to why it cannot be given from the Hossi Mishibodi. Mashenke, any other shtam that is not handled by Goy. And it appears, you see, the Rosh doesn't emphasize, he doesn't say Lifishenichta Biloshi Parasi. He says Lifishenase Biloshi Parasi. In other words, the reason as to why it's not given Hossi Mishibodi is because it was handled by Goy. Now, if it was handled by Goy, so how does he know that it was handled by Goy? Shtor Parsoye means written in the Persian language. But what did the Gemara say that it was handled by Goy? The answer is, since from the Gemara it appears that Bisman Agmore, the average Jew, did not know Persian, and this was written in Persian, so obviously by whom was it handled? By Jews who don't even understand Persian. So obviously it must have been handled by Goyim who do understand Persian. So the main reason is not because it was written in Persian language. There is no distinction between Shtar written in Russian Kiddush or written in English. It doesn't make any difference. Here, because of the situation in those days that most Jews didn't know Persian, so the Mele, this kind of Shtar that was written in Persian, was handled by Persian. Bifnei Parsim, so Mele, since it was handled not by Jews, but by Persian, who circulated the call? Who? The Persians, they don't even mix with the Jews. So Mele, it has no call. But I suppose that today it would be different. I mean, today the Jews mingle, the Jews know, let's say, English, and they mingle with the Persians, and if it's not Bifnei Parsim, there would be just as much notoriety as when Nasim Bifnei Yisroel, perhaps even more. So Mimele, according to the Rosh, it should be able to be given from Chos Mishibot. Because it's based upon the fact that it has no call. And why doesn't it have a call? Because it's Nasim Bifnei Apas. Right, now, just one more thing I want to point out. That this is true. Now let's see what this is. Oma Rabbi, Haishwar Pasoye, the Master of Masa believe it, Abishad Magin Yichare, Pidesh Kosu for Yomosh Poras, the Hosu Bekin Parsi, who was a little mound of the name Israel, Kim Dike in Misire, Magin will mound of the Haren Leve, Loy Mishabde, Voyago in Mitre, Pidashin Misire, who man you eat to be the act. Ubobin exactly of his diet like in the opposite. Ubobin Shabin Shal Shtab Shtachim in the Haren, Yoham Shabin Ame, let's record. Pidesh, Shay Maxua Shtab, after record. We boil the cookers leaves the ure, Abu Hoche the Leslie Kole, no yada leaves the ure, of Shmochel Gom Shabbat, from the Tesis Ritz Loshin, it's Mashma, he says, Cheidi Machsum Vashta, Mavkele Likal, Mavkele Likal, we boil the cookers leaves the ure, in other words, it's mashma from the Russian, it's not explicit, but it's mashma. So it's mashma from the Russian on Tesis Reed that is shtar, that is no Eidach Sime, and not in Persian, Russian Akedish. And just in Misira, it couldn't be given from the Hossein Mishabodi, either, because he emphasizes the Eidach Sime. Only the chsime are mentiko, not in Misir. That's how it's mashma. According to the Rosh, so it's not because the chsime are mafkeliko. In Misir are also mafkeliko. But here, because it's handled by Goyim, so that's why there is no call. But he emphasizes the expression, the machsum rashta mafkeliko. So that tends to imply that if the Amro in the Chsime, just in the Misira, even though it's not handled by Goyim, so he couldn't give a Chosm Shvot. We boy in the Kukas last door. Amro Chalas the Kamo, we are going to do it. And Shmo Chalas the Gom and Mishab. The Chasmo be Yisrael, Amro the Kamo, the Gom and Mishab. In other words, he agrees with Rashi's Yosef, Rashi Shik, that, I'm sorry, not here, that's not a Chosm. The Chasmo be Yisrael, Amro the Kamo, the Gom and Mishab, of course. That has nothing to do, I mean. The two girls say that. Vikash, Kim the Abbey in Misire, Hari Hedo if they are, Uvlea Shtore, Govenam if they are, so yes, it's a very strong question. Here the Gemara asks, wo bin und gesagt, schon noch nicht sein. Wo bin und schon schon aus mir nicht schon starb ich da drin. All these halachas relate to the Herrscher of Shtar. So, Shtar has to be written in a special way. So, she has a, you know, she has a chine, ksav she yoch nisayim, otherwise it does not have a chalez nishtar. But here, why does the Gemara have to apply it to a case? Oh, well, he was magzal yon shoshtav shitachin. And where it ksav she yoch nisayim, that the parchment was processed with gallnuts, it couldn't be falsified. Why couldn't the Gemara say that we are not concerned with all these rules and regulations as to the Herrscher of Shtoris? Because since he's not going to be given from the Chosim Shibonim anyway, he's only going to be given from the Chosim Nechevim. A Milval Pei is also given from the Chosim Nechevim. All we are interested in is to know the fact that there was Al Moye. So true, even though it's not Chesam Yonish Al-Shtar V'Shtachim, it's Yoch Lizdayim. But since there is Eidim Misira, what did the Misira say? The Misira say that they saw how the Levi was Meiseya Vishta Al Boye to the Malve. So Mele, we know that he was Meiseya a piece of paper, on which piece of paper it was written that I, Reuven, borrowed from Shimon $1,000 on this and this day. That was written that time. And the Messina testified that he himself, the Levi, was Meisir, this piece of paper, to the Malve. So do we have Eidoye? Eidoye does not have to be spelled out verbally. Eidoye can be made in a written form too. So suppose I write down on a piece of paper, I borrowed from Shimon $1,000 on this and this day. Then I give this piece of paper to Shimon. So Shimon could come to Bezdin and be giving $1,000 from me. Because he does not intimate on it. And there is no aloha of Nepiyam Ruin Piksobom vis-a-vis Doye. There is aloha of Nepiyam Ruin Piksobom vis-a-vis Agresavis. But not vis-a-vis Doye. Hidoye is effective in any form. Whether it's Belpe or it's Biksab. So the man wants to give more discussion. So he might tell it, be Mahadeh. But not be Mahadeh, he couldn't be given from Chosim Chayim. Why not? So it's not Ishtar. So don't call it Ishtar, it's a piece of paper. But on that piece of paper, there is an admission. An admission that is, what's written in that piece of paper? I, Reuven, the Levi, I, Reuven, borrowed $1,000 from Shimon. On this and this day. So there is a doye. So even if he was not chaser in Yonish Oshtar B'Shitachere, he should still be able to be given Chos B'Chere. Why does the Gemara apply the memory of Rove to a case where he was chaser in Yonish Oshtar B'Shitachere? It's a very strong kasha. Oh. Vi kasha, kim di adik misire, hari heino lifneye, uvilu ya ishtore, nadiko lifneye, because hoidoyes baldin doesn't require the anu aloches, how the doye is to be made, except if the doye was made in such a way, under such circumstances, that we can say mishatam. It's different, let's say. If we can say that the person was just making fun of him, but even though it was not chizya, miyonish ashtabish lachayne, but we cannot say mishatam anymore. I mean, a person doesn't play around that way and give a piece of paper with the doye to another person. So the male, without chalez din shtar, he should be able to be given from the Chosin Chayim. Oh. Tshuva. Hanem yu 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 al peh. Vidoy ni moch li nu cheperatich on emon. Aval achshov kol zman shashtar biyodei. In the nemalei maparaiti. Yato pishe me gei velem nechare. In the nemalei maparaiti. Mishum. Da bishtar zeh. The art is still there. They begin to be shot. You're going to be in the story of my boy. Who the law is to resolve. The other person can be on the way. It only got a variety. His name on. For all head up. I'm going to go there with the Chare. And I'm going to be a variety. So what's the terrace that he's three? He's a very long dish terrace. He says that in a chanam. Even if it wasn't crazy, I'm going to start with the Chare. He still could be given the Chosin Nechere. Not on the basis of shtar. Shtar not. It's not shtar kosher, it's not chesed minyan shoshnah shtar chen. But on the basis of it does well mean. But there is one difference between being able to be gave on the basis of shtar and being able to be gave on the basis of idoy. Now, by shtar there is a loch of shtar beyond my boy. If Reuven is made to shtar against Shimon, and that shtar states that Shimon borrowed from Reuven 1,000 hours, the adult hours, so then Shimon cannot say piratim, because Reuven can say, if you paid after that, how come I have the shtar in my possession? Shtar beyond my boy. But by Milval pay, suppose there is a Milval pay, suppose the Reuven produces two aiding who testify all in Bezin that Shimon borrowed from him $1,000, and then Shimon says, true, I borrowed from you, but I paid it up. So then he's Nemo. But if there is a Shtar, so he's not Nemo to say Paratichon, because of the Rayer of Shtar Biode and my boy. Now there is a Machlekev Hashem. How about Ksav Yod? If somebody is made in Shtar that was written in Ksav Yod of the Rayer, the Malvin is made in Shtar that was written with Sabyod of the Rayim, and that Shtar states, Reuven is made in Shtar, that was written with Sabyod of Shimon, and then Shimon, with Sabyod with his own handwriting, writes, I, Shimon, borrowed from you, Reuven, $1,000. And Reuven produces that Shtar in this. So there's a machlokes shaming as to whether he can say parayti or he cannot say parayti. So he says, the Tesis Ritchie is that by Ksav Yod he cannot say Parayit. Because in order to say Parayit, by Ksav Yod he can say Parayit. The Tesis Ritchie is that by Ksav Yod he can say Parayit. In order to apply the Aloha of Tov Yod, my boy, it has to have a Chalitz Din Shtar. When does it have a Chalitz Din Shtar? It has said, we say Tov Hasei, that's the Posik in Yomi. But Ksav Yod does not have a Chalitz Din Shtar. Ksav Yod does not have a Chalitz Din Shtar. So in Mele, he could not, so he do not apply the aloche of Shtobi on my boy. So in Mele, this is how he answers the kash. The kash of this is what it was. Why does the Gemara have to apply what is member to the case of Chizeh Minyan Shoshav Shtachene? If it wasn't Chizeh, so it's not a kosher shtar, but he should be able to give from Chosin Chayri on the basis of Eloye, and as far as Chosin Shmola concerned, he couldn't give Chosin Shmola in any way. So the Teretz is, here Rove says, Hai Shtor Paso Yimasnu Vapsan Yisro Matli Nechare, and Liv Nidalei Ve says, Pirat Yicho is not Nemo, because the one who produces the Shtar can say Shtor Yod my boy, that's based upon Chalitz the Shtar. In other words, now, so we see that according to this Shri, the Aloch of Shtor Yod my boy is not an explaining his bill. It's a Rai of Shtots. Just as the Riv says, that a get isha doesn't require any that has a chsime, doesn't require any misire, because the chsime themselves are in the biru and the misire. So mainly we fulfill the requirement of indoba shebe'avo pochs mishnayim nikim adavol, because through the tfisis ashtar beyad isha, so we have the biru of shtores that the get was nimsar, because how else could have come into the hands of the Isha. After all, when the Eidech Sibbe signed the get, they didn't surrender the get to the Isha, they surrendered the get to the Baal. How is it possible that the Isha now has the get in their hands? Obviously, the Baal must have handed over the get to the Isha. So that means, so the Eidech Sibbe become a debiru under the Gilish. So the Mele, the Rai of Shtores goes so far that when a Malve produces a shtar, so then that shtar not only is mivarech that the Alvoy was made, but that it wasn't paid either. Because if it had been paid, the Malve wouldn't be able to produce the shtar. Shtar be in Malvoy. So it's a Rai of Shtores. So mainly in order to have the Rai of Shtores, it must conform to all the requirements of Ksiva Shtores. One of the requirements of Ksiva Shtores is, so she yarza me on so stavish da chene. So Rome, Rome's member must have referred to the case where he was chese me on so stavish da chene. Otherwise, it wouldn't have a chalit nishtah. We don't have a chalit nishtah. So it cannot, so the Rome can say Pirat Yichon. And the Malbec cannot say, Shtovi or my boy. Now, so that he mentions, so he stated that in the Machlekes Rishonim as to whether Xaviode, the Levi can say Piraticho. So according to this read, what's the Machlekes Rishonim? In the regard to Shtar of Xaviode, whether he can say Piraticho or cannot say Piraticho. Now, it's a Machlekes also between the Rambam and the Rashbo. In Pirkei Dalet, in Chasmal Velev, Aloch Yimu. The Rambam says, "Hei Tzor Chasav Yodei, Shul Chayobei, Vein Shomei, Af Al Pi, Shehu Zach Chasav Yodei Dibes, Nari, Vekinyu Lau Pelo Chodok, Vim Toan Shepora, Nidji Bahesis Vinifta. Vinigiri Chasav Zeru Neyosh Vakuchas. So Vim Toan Shepora, Nidji Bahesis Vinifta. In other words, the Levi is never to say Paratiho. The Malve cannot say Shtob Yodei, my boy. The Malve cannot say Shtob Yodei. The Malve cannot say Shtob Yodei, my boy. The Malbec cannot say Shtobi on my boy. This is the Rambam. So then the Magmishne says, Svoras Hagimim Zah, Uksur of Alochis, Shenem Olim Aparat, Vichim Kosov Rambam Zah, Umpnei Sheini Gimim Mishab, Virim Vamufor Shem Achim Zah, Abu Rabbi Mizrachet, Balamoy Avar Ashbo, Nechluk Aleim, Vyomu Shenem Olim Aparat. So if look, the Machlek is between the Rambam and the Balamoy, and the Ashbo, is on this question. What is the aloche of Shtov Yod my boy? So according to the Rambam, the Fluk, it's a Shtovitz Bikarai. It's a Rai of Shtovitz. It's a Rai of Shtovitz. Shtov Yod my boy. So if it's a Rai of Shtovitz, so in Meile, by Ksav Yodei, it doesn't have a Chalud Vishtar, but the Chosim Nechelim can be Yodei, because it's a Yodoy Yodoy. In order to say to apply the aloha of Shtov Yod my boy, it must have a chalez nishta. Without him, it doesn't have a chalez nishta. Mashe'in came, the Balamoyer, he said the Ksav Yodei. The Ksav Yodei is gave from the Chosin. I'm sorry, that by Ksav Yodei. So the Levi is not meant to say Paraticho. In other words, the Malvi can say Shtov Yod my boy. He holds that Shtov Yod my boy is not a Rai of Shtores. It's an extraneous Rai. It's like the Mishnah in Ksuvitz, at the beginning, the first Mishnah, in the second period of Ksuvitz. So Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri says, if two Eidim come, if there is a litigation between the Baal and the Isha, the Baal says that Almono Erasticho, and the Nisesicho, and the Isha says, Loi Kipsuo Nisasani. So in other words, if she was Nisa, he says Ipsulo, so her Ksuve is 200 Zuz. If she was Nisa, an Almono, so her Ksuve is 100 Zuz. So if there is an argument between the Baal and the Isha, so Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri says in the Mishnah, if two Eidim come and testify in Bezin, that they were present at the wedding of this woman, and they saw how the Mechutonim distributed Kloyes Regeis into the Nekis. I mean, you see, the Minek of throwing candy at the Chosin, at the Nufruf, is a remnant of that universal practice that prevailed in the time of Chazal, that when a Psula got married, so they used to distribute candy to children. So, today, the grown-ups consider themselves as children, so anyway, they throw candy at the Nufruf. So according to Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri, they even testified this, that we saw at the wedding, candy was distributed to children, so then she can be given a sanctus. What kind of reveal is it? So the Shach says that we can see that Minek is a good deal. Since the Minek of Jews was to distribute candy to children when a psula got married, so it can be made simomen on the basis of that Minek. So maybe we could say, the Sheik of the Balamoyeya, is that Shtov Yod my boy is an extraneous bill. In other words, because the universal practice among business people is that when business people are not business people, I mean among prudent people is that when someone pays up his debt, so he first demands that the Malve should surrender the Shtar in order that the Malve should not be in a position to collect twice. So that's the universal practice that among practical people. So the Meile, if the Malve produces the Shtar, and the Levi says Piraticho, so he can say Shtov Yod my boy, because we presume that the person, that the Levi would not act contrary to the universal practice of people. So it doesn't have Derech HaLev Nishtar. It's based upon, it's an extraneous view. So this is what he said. We can't see you all in Mashiach, because I have to get Poshim. Gabeit from Sabyom Yishul Chayim, we give Mechaz Mechaz. The Toi Yivom Pratich of Memem, Mishum Deav Mishtar Kozev, and give Mishab De Yochmit Yishtar of Yodim my boy. Even though Sabyom Yishul Chayim does not have Mechaz Mishtar, he still can say, Shtar of Yodo. So then, So, the toy bomb of Ratiko do name, Mishum, the Abishtakoze, the Nigerian Mishab, the Yochmit and Shtor of Yod, my boy. So, in other words, and that this is Richite is that it's a Rai of Shtores. So, the question is if it's a Rai of Shtores, so how can we say, why is it not Nemun to say Piratiko? After all, Shtar requires Eddie. So the thesis Richite is that Savyode also has a Chalez Nishtar. Shtayode also has a Chalez Nishtar. Even though it's Savyode is not given from Chosim Shibodi, so the Loiki Rizal, the Omar Osom, Kim the Milma Ope, Itoin the Omar Peraticho is Nemo. So he says, the Ri says, that by that Savyode, so if the Levi is staying Peraticho is Nemo. In other words, we don't apply the aloche of Shtor B'yoy my boy. So the Tesis Ri says, why does the Ri say that? Because it's not given from Chosim Shibodi. So he mentions a Raya. We see this Shtar too is not given from Chosim Shibodi. And still, the Gemara says that if it conforms to all the clothing of Shtores, so then he is not Nemon to say Paratichot. He can say Shtor B'yod my boy. Shtor B'yod my boy. So we see that even though a Shtar is incapable, even the kind of Shtar that is incapable of being given from Chosim Shibodim, so we still apply the aloche of Shtor B'yod my boy. So why should they apply the aloche of Shtor B'yod my boy ligabe Shtar of Tzavyode? But it really doesn't present the kasha against the Ri. Because the Ri could agree with the Tesis Ri that in this now Gemara of Ishtar Parsoi, that is Ishtar Parsoi, that is Nimsa B'fnei D'Misir Yisroel, so it's not the Chosim Shibodim because it doesn't have a Chsime, so in such a case, it has a Chalez Nishtar, because after all, it conformed to all the requirements of Psila Shtores. It was Chesed Yom Yishol Shtar B'Shtar Chene, and it's Iksav Shil Yochel Izayev. So the Shtar is a good Shtar Ayev, except that it cannot be given Chosim Shibodim, because it has no call. So the Meile Dari could agree with the Tesis Ri. That Shtor B'yod Ma'aboyim we apply because it's a Rai of Shtores. Masherim Kei, the Ri only says in regard to a Shtar of Ksavyode, because a Shtar of Ksavyode does not even have a Chalez Nishtar. It's not a Shtar. It's only does Valdim. But it doesn't have a Chalez Nishtar, because in order to be a Shtar Ayin or a Shtar Kiyen, it must have been Muxem Misirim Chasein. And by Gatisho, the reason is why by Gatisho, Ksavyode is good, so the Rashba says, because it's special Zazakosu, or because of, but Nadoshtores, Ksavyode does not constitute a Dinshtar. But he still can be given from the Chosin Nichairim with Ksavyode, not on the basis of Shtores, but because of Idoye. But Chalez Nishtar doesn't have. So maybe the Ri says, he kim the Milva Alpe, he toy him vama peraiti Nehemot. So he's Nehemot. Not that the Ri has a cloud. Whenever a Shtar cannot be given from the Chosim Shibodim, so Mele, you're never to say Paraiticho. No, over there, he doesn't have a Chalez Nishtar altogether. That's why he is never. Masha'ikim here, it has a Chalez Nishtar. because it has a divisir in Israel. And it was Chayzer Yon Shostabish Dachayne. And it was written on Ksav Sheni Yochli's diet. So it conforms to all the requirements of Shtores. Why shouldn't it have a Chavayz Nishtah? But in order to give a Chod Mishibotim, there must be a call. So since it doesn't have a Nechsim in Israel, so it doesn't have a call. Because the Nechsim in Israel are those who are made to the call. So, but a Chalais Nishtar it is. If it has a Chalais Nishtar, so in Mele, it can, you can say, Shtov Yod my boy. So to no Kash against the but apparently, there is, that this is really assumed, that the reason is why the Rish says, by Shtar of Ksav Yodeh, that we do not apply the aloche of Shtov Yod my boy, and the lady is never to say Kratiho, because the Rish has a general rule, that we only apply the aloche of Shtov Yod my boy to a Shtar that can be given by Chosim Shibodi. Now, this Shtar cannot be given by Chosim Shibodi, and still you do say Shtov Yod my boy. So it's an eye against the Rish, but that's not a shot in the Rish. The oneness of the Rish is something else. Not that the Rish holds there is a special prerequisite for Shtar of my boy, that the Shtar has to be capable of being given for Shabbat. No, the Rish is made that we can apply the aloha of Shtar of my boy even to a Shtar that is not capable of being given for Shabbat. But the Rish holds Shtar of my boy is not, Shtar of my boy is not an extraneous bill, as the Baramoya holds and the Rishka holds. The Baramoya and the Rishka holds is an extraneous bill. So even if it doesn't, some mele, even though it doesn't have a chaleiz nishta, so still, even though it does not have a chaleiz nishta, so it does not have a chaleiz nishta, so it still says to be my boy, because it's an extraneous bill. It's based upon the meaning of people to demand the surrender of the nishta before he pays after that. So the Melech, the Malveh, produced the Ishtar, so it's a riot that the debt was not paid. So whether it's Ishtar or it's not Ishtar, call it a piece of paper, call it whatever you want. So it's an extraneous view. So the Melech is an extraneous view, which should apply to Ksav Yodeh too. It should apply to Ksav Yodeh too. But the Rish says, no, that Shtov Yod my boy is a riot of Shtores. So the Melech, it doesn't apply to Ksav Yodeh. Mashen Kei, this Ishtar, even though it's not due from Chosin, Mishibodim, but so because it has no call, but it chaliz nishtar it has, because it conforms to all the requirements of Sira Shtoris. This is what the Dizisri says. Oh, so the Melech, this is how we answer the Kasha. Why does the Gemara have to apply it to a case where it's chizeh yon shoshtav shtachene, even if it wasn't chizeh, so it doesn't have a nishtar, but on the basis of it, doye, it should be able to begin chos mechelein. Enochaname, on the basis of Vidoye, he would be able to be given a chosim lechelein if the timing of the labor would be ladam. But suppose the timing of the labor would be not ladam. The timing of the labor would be peraticho. So then, if it didn't conform to the requirements of Shtores, so then he wouldn't be able to be given a chosim lechelein. But because of the fact that it conforms to the requirements of Shtores, it has a chalit nishta, so he had the chalit of Shtores, so he merely applied aloche of Shtore of Yod.
Mem Tes in Yidden, Chof Gimel Shvat Hei Tov Shalom Tes,
February 29th, 1979, on Tuesday. Now let's see how Rashi explained. ולא ידעים אני כחוב עם נורי ישראל. מהו לך שאולי בין נסיר? So, the Abaye was in connection with the case where the Ari נסיר. And the Yechsime, we don't know the identity of the Yechsime. But we do know that they have Goyish names. So, what's the Shire? So, it said, William, מהו לך שאולי נסיר? Now, so, Maulach Shiro Bin Nisir. In other words, it's possible that they are Goyim, and they are possible that they are Jews. Now, we have a Nisir, so Midrash is certainly not possible. But if the Yechsime are Jews, so then there is no problem. If they are Goyim, so then it involves the full Rabbon of Mizuyah Mizir. So the question is, is it kosher? Amalei mepoli yotenu lukis milus v'yichshav v'davke lukis milus v'yishkirei sovas v'yish mesai, because it's a typical gentile name. Avot sham mesachin v'yishkirei sovas v'yish mesai. So no. So how is it? Was the answer of Rabbi Yochanan given in accordance with the view of Rabbi Shimon or not? Now there are some Rishonim who pass like Rabbi Shimon, derive it, and the Rai is from this Gemara, because here the Gemara gives a teret that if the Yochanan have typical gentle names, so then it's all right. Why? Because that's Rabbi Shimon Shimon. That by Shimon's Mivoki, we are not gazing at the Gemara Selim Sarulay. So that's why the Ayvet passes like Rav Shimon. But let's see how Rashi explains it more. Rashi doesn't explain that Gemara that way, because if Rashi had explained that Gemara that way, so Rashi would say, "Ushmisein kishmei v'kichavim v'lo yadino nil kichavim in Israel." So why lo yadino? Yadino. The shaila is whether we pass like Rav Shimon or not. Rashi says we are dealing with Yochavim in Israel. So the whole Abaye is in connection with the case where we don't know whether the signatories are going or Jews. The implication being that if we know that the signatories are going, then it's definitely possible. Even if we change the law. But the only Abaye is in regard to the case where we don't know. Oh, so Ma'al Achshur is here. So Rish Lakish had an alternative, had a Salkadaitor, that it should be kosher in this case, even in the Shemis and Achemis Mivokim, because Midech Shoshel Yeraisi Yotzon, after all, the Ari the Misira. So Midraisi Chertman, that was. The question is, does it involve the Psuot Mizir Midech and Rabbanon, or not? Or not? Now, so if we knew that they are going, then it would be possible in Rabbanon. But since we don't know whether the signatories are going or Jews, and it's possible that they are Jews, so Meile, since it's only Shailen in Rabbanon, so we can become a hotel. That was the Salvedaitoch of Rish Lakish. So it should be Muter even in case of Shem and Shemuvot. But the answer given by Rabbi Yochanan was, Vidavke Ribolo, Amalei Ribolo Yadeinu, El Lukas Minus V'Yachshar, Vidavke Lukas Minus L'Yishchir Yisrael Maskei B'Shem Esayi, Avon Shami Sachin L'Yishchir Yisrael Maskei B'Shem Esayi, Loi. So he answered in, Rabbi Yochanan answered, only Shem is Mivoki. So what do you mean only Shem is Mivoki? So because we Paschal like Rav Shimon, so then Rashi shouldn't say, Vil Yadino in Chobinu Yisrael, even if Yadino. From Rashi's Loshi, in explaining Abaye, it's mashma, that if we know that it's in Chobin, then it's certainly possible, because we don't Paschal like Rav Shimon, we Paschal like Rabbanon. But in the case where we don't know, and there is a possibility that are Jews, then there is no. But there is a possibility, maybe they are going. So, and if they are going, so what kind of psalm involve? It involves the psalm mit Rabbanon. So mele b'mokim sofik, we don't have to be chayishish for that psalm Rabbanon. This is how Rashi explains it. So in other words, according to Rashi, the Gemara of Rabbi Yochanan does not accord with Rav Shimon the Karmicher. The Gemara passes like Rabbanon. So we may look in the case where we know that they are in Yehovim, it's possible, even by Shem Tzivoki. But in the case where we don't know, so it's a subject in Rabbanon, so we may look, we can be tell Yehovim. We both are going to get to Shem Tzivoki someday. Elo, Echo, Shoh Yuchsum Bein Mikes Veluz, Vichsheranu Bein Mishir, Vidav Ke Mikes Veluz, ששם מסביבות, אין, ולא עשו למי ישמח לך. אורי, נלצה. אין, גיטי נבוא נגד לסיים, ואין מחסום עליהם, אבל בגלל שמסיים, כשאין יוחובים, כשאין, מפני שראית ישראל שבחוץ, לא שמסיים, ואין יוחובים. חיל יוחובים, אבל בשביל יוחובים, כשאין, אפילו לא אין מסיר, וכל שמין מסיר, ולמעזיקים הוא רבי ישראל, ובשביל ישראל שבחוץ לאורץ, so we see even Shem Mivokim is kosher. Ve'atam le'kukim is dafke. So the Gemara is a teret. So the time Shem Mivokim is kosher. So the Gemara is a teret. So in Mele, there is no reason to establish his offering. Maybe the signatories are going, Meichet is the Agoyim, why? Because the names are gentile names. In Chutzloret, so Jews also have gentile names. So in Mele, we don't have the Bechajit, maybe it's going. Because there is an umdere that no Jew would be machtim Goyim ani get. Oh, but that's only in Chutzloret. Wasn't the time of him, I mean, that's so interesting in Chovim. He'll come Zabkinon, he'll be in Chovim, he'll be in Chovim, he'll be in Misire. He'll come Zabkinon, he'll be in Chovim, he'll be in Chovim, he'll be in Misire, ki Rabbonim mas nisim. So we see from Rashi, that Rashi doesn't pass like Rashi, but Rashi passes like Rabbonon. And Rish Lokish only raised this question in connection to the case where we don't know whether the signatories in Yechsim are Goyim or Jews. So it's possible that they are Jews, but there is a possibility they are Goyim, since it's Negei only Yusuf Rabbanon. So we are taking Lohokim, because that's because we pass like Rabbanon, not like Rabshinen. Because if we were to pass like Rabshinen, so it's not only because we don't know. Even if we know, because Mishem is Nivokim, we didn't see it. So according to Rav Shimon is Buddha, but according to Rashi we pass like Rabbono. So if we knew that the signatories are going, even though each name is invoking, it still would be possible. But since we don't know, so mele we can be tailored that the signatories are Jews, not them. Oh, but the question is this, Monash. This is how Rashi says, Upsume Bapilu Bei Misire, Ti Rabbono Nimasmi, it's not like Rav Shimon. Wie da andere ki masni de boyne poz masni. Ik da masni boyne git na boyne se yam shesen che khol mau u posh da yekh masni sin che khat so minu mit nay shrei di sol che khos vaat shmisen vi khol. But it comes to the there is a certain difficult in this gemara according to Rashi's pshat. Now Rashi says that the whole gemara accords with Rabban. According to Rabban, so if we know that Yechsim Adoyim, even though it changes the walking, so then it's possible. Even though it's Yitzchak, but when it's Rabbi Yechanan Matiyah, Machsher Yeh, when we don't know. So when we don't know, since it's only Yed Rabbonon, so we can be telling Lord. So then the question arises, Monefshach, since we pass from Rabbonon of Rav Shimon, and according to Rabbonon of Shimon, there is no difference between Shemesh Mivokim, Shemesh Shemesh Mivokim. Because in case where we know the Chachim are going, so then it's possible, so then it's possible even with Shemesh Mivokim. So why are we machshir? Why is Rabbi Yechanan machshir about Shemesh Mivokim? Because we don't know. Monefshach. So that is, since it only involves Pesul Rabbon, we can deal with Hokim. So even Shemesh Mivokim. Even Shemesh Mivokim. Since we don't know. So it should also be kosher. Because we should be able to be deal with Hokim. After all, even Shemesh Mivokim, it's only Pesul Rabbon. This is the Kashi according to Rashi's plan. So, as we said, that in Rashi, we mentioned it several times, that there are two separate times for Mizrach Miteche. One time for Mizrach Miteche is Eichshoshe, Zeyre, and Eichshoshe, maybe Bez, Nibur, Rely, and the same Shtar, without the Ishe, or the Metalomatone, producing a Nisire, will testify all in Bezlin, that the shtar was himself before him. So that's one time. As Stace says at the beginning of Eden, or that Dalet Omedalev says. In other words, maybe Bezni will rely on the Yechsime themselves without any Messiah appearing in Bezni. Then the other time is maybe someone will use the same Yechsime who are going as any Messiah. Now, so who is Geizeh for the other, on the basis of the other Shoshe, maybe he'll be made say of Bifneyem and he'll use them. The same with Chsime, he'll use them as in Yisireh, that's Rav Shime. Who is Geizeh? I'm sorry, that's the Rabbon of Rav Shime. But Rav Shime, that's the Rabbon of Rav Shime. But Rav Shime is only Chesheish, maybe Bezdin will rely on this Shtar itself. But Rav Shime is not Chesheish, maybe he'll be made say of. Bifnei ayin chsim, and he'll treat them like, he'll use them as enemies here. That Reb Shimon is not chen sheish, he is here. Only the Rabbonah of Rav Shimon is Rishon Lizer. So in other words, so even according to Rabbonah of Rav Shimon, we have two separate Gzeiras and two separate Chashashes. One Chashashem, one Gzeiras is maybe Beznu, the Lion, the Shtar itself. So the Rabbonah Gezer and Rav Shimon is also Gezer. And then there is another Gzeiras, which is only according to Rabbonah of Rav Shimon. That even when, even the case of Shimon's Mevokim, so then we don't have to be Cheshish. Maybe Beznu rely on the Shtar. How will Beznu rely on the Shtar that has a Nechsime whose names are obviously gentle? So Mele, that's where we don't have to be Gezer. So we only are Gezer, according to Rabbanan, we are only Gezer. Maybe he'll be Mesa Bifne. So it seems, according to Rashi's Pshat, so there is a difference between the Rabbonon of the Choshe. Maybe the Mizuya Fritechi that is possible, maybe Bezdin will rely on the Shtar itself without the Mizuya appearing in Bezdin, and then in the other Rabbonon, maybe the Yechsime will be used by someone as a Mizuya. So in regard to the Rabbonon of Mizuya Fritechi, that is based upon the Choshe, maybe Bezdin will rely on the Shtar itself without any Mesir appearing. So for that Rabbanon we have to be Cheshishim in case of Yisovik. So the Meile, in the case of Edim Achsum Olaget, and the Shmeis of Nishchiz and Yochovik, but not Shemis Mivokim, so even though there is a possibility, maybe they Nechsime are Jews, but since there is an equal possibility, that maybe they are going. So we're not even wrong, even though that sort of Mizuya Fritechi is also only the Rabbanon. But we're not even wrong in regard to the other Psalm of the Rabbanon. The other Psalm of the Rabbanon, that even by Shemesh Mivokim, because of Gzeire, maybe he'll be Mezer Bifreyev, in regard to that Gzeire, we are even wrong. There is a difference, not all the Rabbanons are the same. It all depends how the Chachamim enacted a certain Rabbanon. So the Rabbonon, the Mizuya Fritechi, that is possible on the basis of the Choshe, lest Bezdin will elect on the Shtar itself, in regard to that Mizuya Fritechi, we are not in Rocky. But in regard to the other Zeir, maybe someone will use them as a Mizire, will use the boy in the Yechsime as a Mizire. In regard to that Rabbonon, we are in Rocky. That's the Shikha. Alright. Now let's see the pieces. Eidi machsum ala get, which we say, Peir Shri Amrino, the Yisroel Inu Vikosh al Rabbeya, Oy Meid Misir al Rabbeza, as far as Misir al Rabbeza, the Oy Tanu Meir Eid Chobi, El Oy Mkeg Odu Adu Vada Yishay Meir Eid Chobi, the Oy Shri Chamil Se, Che Yachtim Oy Meir Eid Chobi Mgidi, Oy Dil Mo, Ki Mish Mesein Kishay Meir Eid Chobi, חיישים עוד שמי יחוב ממנו ולא מיסחשכת ולא מיסחשכת אפילו במסיר על רבזה ואפילו רב שימן ולא מחשר אלו משם מבוקים ואוכים שמי שאינו מבוקים דו מספקים עליהם יחוב ממהי מילה ושם מבוקים וגל יפסוקים דפשיט עליהם יחוב ממהי וכל דוח לחיישים עוד יומות למסמך הבית so in other words according to Rashi so there is no salkadai talking to Shlok Ishmael that perhaps where the Aaron is here, and it's only a Shaila of a Psul Rabbonon. So Memele, the Shaila is, can we detail the Hokil or can we can't do detail the Hokil? So the answer by Rabbi Yechon was, we can detail the Hokil if we change the Hokil. And it's only a Shaila in connection with the Xavier Dilm Yosel, limps everything. But we cannot detail the Hokil if we change the Hokil. When it's a Psul, based upon the Choshe, maybe best we elect on the basis of the Shtar. This is according to Rashi. According to Rashi, so there is no Salgetaitoch that we cannot take for granted that the signatories whose names are Gentile, that they are Jews. That we certainly cannot take for granted. Mashiach and according to Teisves. So the two alternatives in the mind of the Shlokish war maybe we can take for granted, maybe we cannot take it for granted. That was the subject by the Shlokish. And what is the teret by what is the answer given by Rabbi Yechon? V'korma, v'ibol yodeinu l'lukis v'luz, v'yichsham, v'shim d'ha v'shem yis m'vokim, v'l'osim v'nismach alai k'rapshim mehen. Av v'shem shim m'vokim, v'lo abad v'yichobim nilu, yischai shimno. So the answer given by Rabbi Yechon says, the answer given by Rabbi Yechon is in accordance with k'rapshim mehen. In other words, the Abaye by the Shlokish was, maybe we can take it for granted that the signatories are Jews. So then it's kosher, even with the Rebbeya, because we take it for granted they are Jews. Oh, the other alternative is, no, we cannot take it for granted. We cannot take it for granted. And if we cannot take it for granted, so then with Shemi Shemi Mulvoki, so it's certainly also according to everybody, and Shemi Shemi Mulvoki, so then we didn't see that it should be muter according to Rav Shimon. And the answer was in accordance with Rav Shimon. That we change the Shimon invoking, it's awesome. Because we cannot take it for granted that they are Jews. So we have to be chayishayish, maybe they are going. But if we change the invoking, and they are in the Sire, so even if we know that they are going, so it's muter. But, so it's only muter, along with Rav Shimon. And we pass for like Rav Shimon, according to the text. You see, according to Rashi, we pass for Rabbonon. According to Teitzves, we pass for Rashi. Because all that I talk, the whole thing don't show any soul she bechutz lo as misayim kishle duchovim. Lo ilach she davkim misayim kose. Elo neisim tam ni dobo. Dir gil su di maski yisroel bishreise duchovim. She al bechutz lo as chuban kishle duchovim. Hil kaba at yisroel nam ni lochush she mi duchovim. Dir gil is lachtem duchovim yitim. That's what there was the halam. So then he was asking, "Shall the Davki boy mechutz loretz komachshel?" So there we have no reason, because in chutz loretz, where the way Bnei Yisrael have Gentile names, so the mele a Gentile name is not any more the reason than a Jewish, because Reiv Bnei Yisrael have Gentile names. Right. Now this is basis. Now let's see in the Mishnah Rambam. Now, so in order to understand the Chiddush Rambam, we have to remember how the Rambam explained the sugya of Yudale from Dale in the Maaseh of Chomer HaBlezer Kavyesi. So the Rambam is given as the guy that the old Girse that Rashi rejected. In other words, Chomer HaBlezer Kavyesi kach Chomer HaBshim HaChom Bitzim וינח לקרב קיר החכון מאחו השורס הועיל באחוי של מיכובי שאחו פי שחסמים מיכובים שאירי חילים חוץ מגדינו של שחבונים לא ינח לי כל מזמן שנעש בהדק שעבקים למח שאחון את הישרים and there is no חוץ מגדינו של שחבון. This is how it is. This is how it is. And the comment of Rambam, so Rav Shimon says to the Chachomim, because first the Tanakhama said in that Raisa, that the Tanakhama mentioned the Machlekel between Rav Akiva and the Chachomim, as to whether we get that was signed by Goy, as to whether we get that is signed by Goy, and Nimsa b'chnei Yidim Yisir in Yisrael, so Rav Akiva is Machshir, and Chachomim, Pasel, and according to the Tanakhama of that Raisa, not Rav Shimon. So there is no difference between a Shemis Mivokim, between Shemes Mi. So I'm sorry. There is no difference between Achoyes, Sain Vachoyes, he gets Sain Vachoyes, or he gets Sain Vaedeis. By get Sain Vaedeis. So according to Rav Akiva, if it is Shemes Mi walking, so even, so Bein Vaedeis, Bein Achoyes, if it is Shemes Mi walking, and in Sira it's kosher. And according to the Chachomim, according to the Chachomim, so it's possible. Bein it is signed by Achoyes, Bein it is signed by Gates. So then Rav Shimon says to the Chachomim, no, it is not as you said. It's not like your version. That according to the Chachomim, according to Chachomim, so we get that he's signed by Goyim, Bein Achoyes, Bein Gates, and Nimzak and Nimzir Yisroel is possible. No. In case it is signed by Achoyes, in case it is signed by Achoyes, So then, even the Chachomim agree that if it's signed by Achoyes and the chains will walk him, so it's kosher. The machlokes between Rav Akiva and the Chachomim is in regard to the case where it's signed by Gates, not by Achoyes, and things are bringing serious harm. So this is how the Ramban explains this vice here for Bezer Rabbis. So we have to remember that in order to be able to understand the Ramban's shot in here in Gemara. Or point the short of the now let's turn to the Ramban. Point the short of the Rabbah. There's a last line in the middle column. In the Ramban. In the Machsum Laget, Ushmisem Kishmei Sahakuma. Yesh Lema, Mau Lochem, Shemo Kusim. So, we can explain it. The Abaye by the Shmokish from the Rinchen was is whether we have to anticipate that they are going. Memele, it is possible. Even the Ayin is here because of Mizuyot and Seyfei, or you don't have to the Chesh. We are all in Utes and Musik Shab. Umishurum, the Akilu Kusi Namek Shevim, Beyin is here. Beyin is here. In other words, that's similar to Tesis Shab. In other words, the answer by Rabbi Yechon was that it's only muter if the Shemei is a typical, Hashem is Mivokim, typical gentleman. So then it's muter. Why? Because even if they are going, it's kosher. Because it's like Rav Shimon. Vasik Rav Shimon alim le Rav Akiva. What does it mean, Vasik Rav Shimon alim le Rav Akiva? We coach him ki Rav Akiva. In other words, because of that price of Rav Lezer Rav Yehsi, that's only the hemshach of the price. But first, the Tanakhama mentions the machlekes between Rav Akiva and the Chachomim in regard to get that he signed by Goyim, Achoyes or Adetes. So then Rav Akiva says that it's kosher, and the Chachomim say that if he changes Mivokim, and the Chachomim say that even though he changes Mivokim, whether it's Achoyes or Adetes, so it's kosher. This is Rav Akiva. That's what the Tanakhama says. That the machlekes is between Rav Akiva and Chachamim. And then Rav Shimon alim with Rav Akiva, he says that the machlekes between Rav Akiva and Chachamim is in regard to the case where it's signed by Goyim mediators and Shemes Mivokim. So Rav Akiva is machshir in the case where it's signed by mediators and Shemes Mivokim. And Chachamim says if it's signed by mediators and Shemes Mivokim, it's possible. Mashayim came. Where it is signed by Achoyes and Shemes Mivokim, so even the Chachomim agree that it's possible. So he says the answer of Rabbi Yechonet is in accordance with Rabbi Shimon Alim and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shimon Alim and Rabbi Akiva. In other words, that the machlekes between Rabbi Akiva Machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachomim is in regard to the case where it's signed by the Shemes Mivokim. We coach him to Rabbi Akiva. I mean, it certainly can accord with the view of Rabbi Akiva, as the Tanakhama says. Uveyu yishlochesh shemo behedet nas va'akiru beinu misire uveyu yishlochesh shemo behedet nas. והאחיו במסיר נמצו לרב שימן ולרבונון כדפריש שלי. In other words, if it is not Shemes Mivokim, like Lucas Blues, so then So then we have to be chayshis. We have to be chayshis. All right. V'rabon ki baristu uferut she'en mach. So according to that perish, so it's not. Why isn't it good? Why is it in mach? Because according to that pshat, which is similar to the pshat of Teisves. So the answer by the Mechen accords with Rav Shimon. In other words, that we don't pass like the Rabbanon of Rav Shimon, but we pass like Rav Shimon. And that's not Machna. Alright. So he says, they, Omalei Lucas Velus, Omalei Lucas Velus, we both know they know Lucas Velus, Vichshav. So he says, so he should have said, since this, according to this pshat, so Gemara has the shayot in connection with the case where we know that it is Siret, so remember you shouldn't use the Loshon Vichshav, because the Loshon of Vichshavnu has the connotation that even without it, V'yesh V'poshi, with Vol Yodeinu, then he mentions another pshat. Elo Lucas Velud, with Vol Yodeinu Lucas Velud, V'yachshanu, Mishin Nechshuchi Yisroel Tuve de Maske. In other words, so then there's another pshat that had a different years in the Gemara. Not as it appears nowadays. Omalei with Vol Yodeinu Lucas Velud, V'yachshan, V'dachke Lucas Velud, the Loishchuchi Yisroel de Maske, Mishin Nechshuchi, but just the reverse. V'dachke Lucas Velud, the Shchuchi Yisroel de Maske, Mishin Nechshuchi. On the contrary. Lucas Velus, our names are not Chinese revoking. So Lucas Velus, our names that are common among Jews also. Vidavke Lucas Velus, the Shriv in Israel, the Maske, which is inside. The Yish, before the boy, then Lucas Velus, the Yachal, Mishin, the Shriv in Israel, to be the Maske, our Shmo, Ben Mishin, Smoyo, Ukshev, and the Machir. So that works. So on the contrary, according to that chart, we can understand this why he uses the Lashon Yachal. At first, the Ramban said the expression Yichshanu has the connotation that even without it is here. So then he mentions another pshat, Vidavke, in another verse, Vidavke Lucas Gurus, the Shriche Yisroel Maske Mishim Messiah. So Mimele, then it's Mutter, because we take it for granted that the signatories, even though they are gentle names, but is the kind of gentle names that Jews also have. So Mimele, we take it for granted that they are Jews. We don't have to be chayishes, maybe they are going. So even without any misirei tzkoshim. So in Mele, we understand this why he used the Lashon V'yachshav. V'yachshav. V'yish V'poshot bo yedeinu lukas v'luz V'yachshav. Mishim tshchir yishol tuve d'maske ahu shmo. V'yimum sheyishol ayim tshirim v'lo yedmachim. V'yish V'poshot. Now then, there's another pshat. And the other pshat has the girl say that we have Vidavke Lucas Velus, Lo Yishchichi Yisroel D'maske Mishim Nesayim. But he applies this Yesh Mefoshim, this other pshat, applies the Abaye of the Shlokish to a case where we know that the Dechsim are Jews. We know that they are Jews. V'Yesh Mefoshim She'edei Hashem Yisroel. V'kach Shoah, Michai Shimon, She'im Atomach Shir Osel Neim Agilinoshim Shereslein Kuzim, She'erim Lo Yisire, Oiloi, Omar Loi, Loi Omalei, Loi Yichshav, Loi Lucas Velus, V'garsun in Hochem, Davke Lucas Velus, Loi Shrikha Li Yisrael, Masi Shusai. That's the clear say that we have. Kelim Av Lozer Mishchim, Elo B'Yodua, Avol Shav Nisa Achine, Di Shrikha Bi Yisrael, Loi, Shimato B'Yumbad, Mata B'Yodua, Yatir Masam. That's already a new pshat. According to that pshat, Rishmokish had reference for the case where a get is presented to us and the names are Goyish names, but we happen to know that these signatories are Jews, real Jews, Israel and Chen. But the names are Goyish names. So why should it be possible? I mean, what difference does it make? What kind of a name? And it seems has. No, there should be Xere. If we allow this get, which has typical Gentile names, we happen to know best before whom the get is presented. So happens to know that the Chidachsim, in spite of the peculiar Gentile names, so they are Jews. But if we are to allow it, so then people say, people will rely on them. People will rely on real good, who have the same names. So because of that, we should pass it, even in the case where we know that it's imagined, or we don't have to make such examples. So the answer by Rabbi Yechon was, in the case where the names are definitely, are typically Gentile, so then in the case where we know that they happen to be Jews, even though the names are typically Gentile, so then we are Matir, because no Jew will be Matir, someone who has a typically Gentile name, just because we are Matir in this case, where we knew that they were Jews. Mashiach came with the names are not typically Gentile, but are Gentile names. So even if we know that they are Jews, we should ask it, we should pass it again, because of Xenre, since these names are not typically Gentile, so in another case where there will be a real suffix, in this case we know they are Jews. But suppose another get will be presented with the same kind of names, and then the best will not know. But they'll hear that in the previous case the best was Matter. And they won't know that in the previous case the person was Matalev, because they investigated and they found out that in spite of the typical Gentile names, the signatories were Jewish. So maybe they will be Matalev again in a case where they won't know. And it might be that they will be going. So because of that, it's possible. This is a new chapter. Alright. Then he says, we told him, in other words, he has his misgivings about that. So then at the end, the Rambam explains it like Rosh Hashem, but with the modification. And then the result of that modification makes the Rosh Hashem like Rashi's Pshat. Because according to the Rosh Hashem, so the answer of Rabbi Yechanan accords with Rav Shimon. So he said, we're mad. But now he says, Rabbi Yechanan Talmud Sheikir Bishin Yudua, V'Yechshivon Ben Yemisir. In other words, Rabbi Yechanan was not Matir. In the case where we know that the Yechzim Avoy. In the case of Stam, we don't know. We don't know. And so, some Melech, and the Shem is invoking, so since it's possible that the Ajus, and even if they are not Jews, it's only possible in Rabbonon. True, you pass like the Rabbonon of Rav Shimon, not like Rav Shimon. But in this case, where there is a possibility, they are Jews also. It's a suffix, maybe they are going. So in Melech, we can be telling the Hokeil that they are Jews, because even if they are going, according to Rav Shimon, it's still kosher. We need like Rosh Hashim, we have been a Kalushay, we should be Yudua, we have Shimon, we have Shimon, we have Shimon, וכן הוא אמר, לא יבוא מייסר יודינו בשם שכו, ולא יבינו בהי מכול הניסר זה סוף מצווי, אלא בשם סבוקים, שהכשרנו, וכדאי הוא רפשינו ניסר חולוב, בסוף יקב עושה. אבל בגלל את הפוסל ליקוצים, לדבר חקר וסמך לעשות את, למה ישראל, ולא שנת מורה אלו יופי מהפיר של זה. So in other words, so it's like the pshat of Rashi. All right. So, because of the different pshat in this Gemara, because according to many of the Shemim, the answer given by Rabbi Yechanan, is in accordance with Rav Shimon, so because of that, there are many of the Shemim who pass like Rav Shimon. However, other Shemim pass like Rabbanon, because they explain, like Rashi, that the Abayim, that Rabbi Yechanan only says it's kosher, which is loose, in the case where we don't know who the signatories are, and there is a possibility that they are Jews. But there is a possibility of going some way. And it's only involves a psul rabbonon of exire, shemo yimtse b'tneyem, some way we are not chishish. Right. But if we know they are going, then we pass them like rabbonon of Rav Shimon, and they get this possible even with shemiz v'lo. Alright, next mission. Ho'ei meir, ten getzeh li ishtu, ushtar shichu zelav, אם רוצה לעז בשלים יעז, אז אם רדמי החומרים בגלל נושים, אבל הוא המשיך עבודים, בשביל זוך לא נשאו לפונו, ויכול לא דמו לפונו, so there's machleike between rabbi and chachomim as to whether shichu is ischus or chaybo. Now from this gemara we see that even if something on an ideal level is ischus, but if it's not adapted to the psychology of the person, so even though it's not adapted to the psychology of the person because he's very cerebral, I mean, and he doesn't have high aspirations, it doesn't make any difference. As long as it's not adapted to him, as long as it's not compatible with his way of thinking, so it's considered him. And Meir would not say that the Chicho, Mitzad Atzmei, on an ideal level is great. Everybody agrees that Mitzad Atzmei is a schus. But the question is it considered a schus relative to him as he is? The way David thinks, the way he aspires. So that's the machlokes between Rami and Chachom. All right. So the Chachom say that Shicho is a schus. Why? But get is a chiv. Sheim yirtze shalulos nezafti rashoy, vishalulos nezishtein rashoy. So in other words, but get, even if there is, as Yerushalmi puts out, even if the husband and wife, even if it's a case where the husband and wife have been fighting all the time, there isn't a day that they don't have a fight, so it's still a chiv. Why? Because get always involves a certain detriment. There are certain detriments that result from get, no matter how the relationship between the husband and wife is, even if he's been working ktot. So still it involves a detriment. Why? Because the husband is clear to support his wife. And the moment he divorces her, so she cannot demand support from him. So maybe it's a chayim in all situations. But Hashem came and Emet, he's not clear to support him. So maybe what does the Emet lose through the shichu? The Odin will not support him. If the Odin doesn't want to support him, even without shichu, he could just refuse to support. So in other words, so by shichu there is no element of detriment. But by get, there is an element of detriment, even in the case of Ktot. As the Gemara explains it. So this is in connection, I can understand your point of view, Rabbi Yosef Rechachomim, in connection with the Neved Yisrael. So then, I can understand your point of view. Well, Rami himself holds, even in connection with the Neved Yisrael, that is a chayv. Why? Because Abdi Berkei Ramichot. Because he likes this kind of a life. But, Rami says to Chachomi, I can understand your shite in regard to a Neved Yisrael. Because you say that Abdi Lav Berkei Ramichot. Alright, I say Abdi Berkei Ramichot. You say Abdi Lav Berkei Ramichot. But, how about and never the Mekayan, so then there is a definite detriment. He becomes deprived of the opportunity of eating Trumo. So, Omar Lardus Akta Trumo, Kishayim Shu Peisil Sishtei, so there is an element of detriment. Ombulei Mipnei Shu Kinyon. Now, from this Mishnah, we'll see that in the Gemara, we see another halacha, that even if on the whole, the schus element, is predominant, is more than counterbalances the detriment element. But as long as there is a detriment element, we cannot apply the aloche of Zohar Mabshon. And this is what Reb Meir says. Reb Meir says, true, let's say, I'll grant you. Reb Meir himself holds that I'm going to care anyway. So Mele, it's not just an element of detriment that is involved in Shichu. But he says, even if I were to grant you, that Abdul Abdel Kiran Chalei, some may learn the whole, Shichu is a schus, but in case of an eventual Kiran, true that on the whole, the schus element is the predominant element, but you cannot deny that there is a detriment, an element of detriment. He becomes deprived, through the Shichu, he becomes deprived of the opportunity to eat chumah. So maybe we shouldn't be able to apply the halacha of zochah lo shalifonah. So the Chachamim said, "Omgulei mitnei shehu kinyan," as the Gemara explains it. In other words, so the Chachamim also said that if you had something that is predominantly schus, advantageous for them, but as long as there is one detriment element involved in the shechol, so you shouldn't be able to apply the aloche of Zohar Shalifana. So the question arises, how do the Chachamim apply the aloche of Zohar Shalifana vis-a-vis an Eved Kehen? There is an element of detriment. Alright, the schusim by far outweigh the detriment of the represented by the deprivation from Truma. But there is still an element of detriment. So he says, no. That even this element of detriment could be caused to the Eved without him. So he is an Eved of a Kehen. So right now, the Eved is able to eat Truma, and he doesn't even need the permission from his own, because he can go to the Pesach Kehen and eat Truma. But if the Oden wants to deprive him of that opportunity of eating Truma, he can do so without being Mishachar. All he has to do, the Oden, the Kehen, is to get a Zeus from Israel and sell the Eved to the Israel. So then, without being Mishachar, he'll be deprived of this element of it. This is how the Chidush HaRashbo, especially in Kiddush, explains this answer that is given by Chachamim. In other words, it's not vis-a-vis an Eved Kehen. So the Meir presents the time that even though the Shichu is predominantly schus, advantageous for the Eved, but there is one element of detriment. Mimele that should preclude the application of the halacha of Zohar Shalifana. So the Chachamim agree with Rameyah's premise that if there is one element of detriment, that should preclude the application of the halacha of Zohar Shalifana. But he says, in view of the fact that this element of detriment could be caused to the Eved anyway, so the Melech, it's not the akim the halacha of Zohar Shalifana. But suppose the element of detriment could not be caused anyway, then the Chachamim would agree with me. This is how it appears from the Gemara, from the Mishnah. Because the Chachamim say, only the Yishu Kinyon. In other words, as the Gemara explains it, the Goy Yishok La'abo Yisuzet Yisroel Posit, Korei Chadiz. Because this detriment could be caused anyway, this detriment. So, but if Shichu and the whole would be detrimental, then we couldn't say that it becomes a schus just because this detriment can be caused anyway. But on the whole, shichu is a schus. But there is one element of detriment. So, since there is only one element of detriment, so in view of the fact that this detriment itself could be caused anyway, and shichu on the whole is a schus, so in many ways, it's not the actual da'aloche of Zohar Shalifana. Alright, now let's see the Rashi. Kol shvat mishnei tishi gilad ni yishol evet, yachad zin mashliach yochli yizkir ben litzolchei vichei kulem, kifor shne kam lechachomim, gilno shi yochol azal ole mishichu, shezoche le mitoch ba mashliach litzolchei, shivyi yotze shalos, vesav dina shoe, hiu kakim shach ole mavshu mizei minez, lavoche nami boi mizai vod, avon shalos nesish tein rashoi, hiu kakim גם יש לי משהו עם זה אינה, ועל הוא יפיס לסעבי בגצל לתרומו, על מחייבו לי, so there is one element of that, אמן? אמרו אם תשכיוני, הוא דמי סוג בגצל לתרומו, ושכיוני כן עד עכשיו, וכן מחשבי, וכן משחרבי, לחיוני הוא, הוא כבר מפורש מייקר. How does he more explain it? Because it can be caused, this detriment can be caused to the Eved anyway, without you. Alright. יוסף רב הונה, ורב יצרו בייסי, רבי בקמי דרב ירמי, ויוסף רבי ירמי יוקם מנמנה, ויוסף רבו לביקומה, שמע מנומין רבו נתיב מרחיך קונה, נא, שמע, לסלרש, שמע מנומין רבו נדם, ושהשליח יפיס השעה, with the Rebbe, we have a gap to pass. Let's go. Come have a way, when you should have, and if you want to have a way, 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 and if you want to have was ich schaue, wenn ich mir den Namen dafür mag, ich kann auch die Weise mit der Sosse, sie ist Leben, der hat Namen auch hier, die Leben, die sich geben, die Tochter mit der Schiebe, was Leben, wie die Namen können, du machst nicht Namen schwer, als der Tief ist Leben, wir haben den Ball. Und wenn wir da nicht können, hoch am Rabbi, hat die Wachim, ich kann auch hier, wie ein Thema mich nicht sehen, kein hat nur, kein hat Schudam, wie ein Thema mich nicht sehen, wo ich an ihm, was nicht mehr können, kein hat Schudam, wenn ich nicht auch hier ist, aber Paul, was ich hier, ist es bei, ואף על פי שאין לו יודע, זוכר אין שלפון. So, למתכונת גמורה is that this דין in the Mishnah has nothing to do with the shower of תיב בחי בחשם החבחים, קונה לא יקונה. תיב הוא יקן סייטן בחי בחשם החבחים, is לא יקונה. And there's the way past. But why is it לא יכולה על זה? Because כל אין לו פנו, כן עשו. So, the ראי הוא צוי צמוחה from this גמורה, that only רבי יחנה was מחדש the halacha of Kol Eina Pnu Kein Aschud Amei. But Rabbuni assumed that Kol Eina Pnu Lav Kein Aschud. Now, if, so the question of Isaiah is, since according to the halacha, the assumption by Rabbuni, Eina Pnu is Lav Kein Aschud, so this Eved was appointed only, I'm sorry, this Shliach was only appointed as a Shliach in Locha of the Odu. Not as a Shliach in Karbonev on behalf of the Eved. He was only appointed as a Shliach in Locha of the Odu. So, so why shouldn't the Odin be able to be chayfer? Why not? So Rabbuni said, because of Atim Mitmachilik, Bakish Chav Ha'achir, and Miskot. Now that's a very strange gemara. Let's see the thesis. Shema Menu Atim Mitmachilik, Kone. Tenu Lari, Afiru Atim Mitmachilik, Kone, Hayim Mishim Shum Shriyah. Vikein Afiru Balkoch, Vifishu Chayev, Kiru Topa Suat, Aru Kaan, Afiru Ebed Atzim, Yoch Laki, Vesu Odin, Aru Zabheim. אם הוא ימיסי יצ'יחו ודאס כן, שלא ישתחר בקבור לזו, כי אם החייב ישחר, אם כן, לא מייקי והמקבל לצעוד אינו אז, כיוון דאס בסל כדאי תוך, ואם נתנו לך כזכוי דומה, ואוי עם החייב עוד נאבד, וחושב מתיק לו אחרי, וחושב בשביל דומה מנח נפשי, ושביל שם תמיד כמה הוא נמצח איתה, אם כן נכה חושב מרחב לאחר, אמין את זה, זה very strange גמורה. I mean, we don't even understand the pshat in Rabbuni. What kind of an analogy is this case of the Mishneh? Does this case of the Mishneh have with the shayla of Atim Bachim Bachim Chavachim? Atim Bachim Bachim Chavachim, let's say, if Ruvain borrowed money from Shimon, Ruvain borrowed $1,000 from Shimon, Ruvain borrowed $1,000 from Levi. And then Yehuda comes and grabs something that is worth $1,000 from Reuven in order to collect the debt that Reuven owes to Shimon. Yehuda doesn't. So, but it is an expense of Reuven because by grabbing this chayfes, let's say this diamond, it's worth $1,000 in order to pay the debt that Reuven owes to Shimon, he prevents Levi from collecting it. So does the Shaila. Is Kone or Kone, whether a person has the authority to grab on behalf of one person when it is to the detriment of another. So, but suppose Shimon himself would grab this diamond, then it would certainly be a problem. The Shaila is, Can Yehuda act on behalf of Shimon? But Shimon himself is certainly in a position to grab the diamond, to collect the $1,000 that Reuven owes. Mashenken here in regard to Shichor requires Das Odin. So even if the Eved himself, would grab it, Shalom Das Odin, would it be of any worth? Nothing. Balkorken, he cannot force the Odin to be Mishachari. So, how can there be Salkedaitoch that somebody else, the Shliach, should be able to force the Odin? If David himself has no authority to force the Odin to be Mishachari, how could the Shliach act on his behalf? doesn't even make sense anymore. This is the kasha of Tesis. Aber kam, af you ever that's in your lack of disorder. Milaus of it. I mo you missing a chicho, li das ke, so you stack the kabbalah so. Kin hay the shachre. Im ke mo mo yak, ham kabbalah so the milaus there, kin shash ke sagt right off, they not to lack is ridom. That's one kash. Very why the kid is pal hay, he doesn't tell David anything. He doesn't tell him. Over there, so he's a pal hay. And the Malbi himself can enforce the chayv, can collect the chayv. But here there is no chayv. But what we say, it is also chayv. It is also chayv. Because actually, how do we know that there is, that it's an Indian of Hakoras Chayveh, that the Odin is indebted to the Evet? So Rabbi Meir says, because actually, in a normal situation where the Odin is not indebted to the Evet, where the Evet did not do any favors to the Odin, so it's an isagombo. So I mean, what is the Tosa to she asking him? So, but when is the Tosa to be Mishachir if David did not do any favors to the Odin? Then there is an isa. Mashiach came when David did a favor to the Odin, so then it's an Indian of Hakoras Chayveh. So then there is no isa. Not only there is no isa, then there is a moral obligation to be Mishachir. Not a moral obligation that is outside the scope of Halacha. I mean, because Hakoras Chayveh itself is Allah. Where is the Mokeya? Where is the Mokeya in the Torah for Hakoras Chayveh? So that's the Gemara in Baba Kama, Dafta Bikale. Minu ala mila dam neinishe. Bira di shosis neilitish de bikore. In other words, a pit, a well, in from which you drew water, you shouldn't throw a stone into it. The meaning of Hakoras Chayveh. This the chsin, loisisai, mitzri, kigero yisabarzi. Kigero yisabarzi. So that's the moche of Hakoras Chayveh. So in other words, if the Eved didn't do any chesed to the Odin, then it's a nisagomu to be mishachar. And if he did do a chesed to the Odin, then the Odin is indebted to the Eved, then he's mechuyev al pidin. It's not just a moral obligation that is outside the scope of Allah. Al pidin is mechuyev to mishachar. But it's not a chibgomu. In other words, he cannot be gave. No Eved can be given the Odin to Mishacharim, even if the Eved happened to save the life of the Odin. So he still cannot be given the Odin. But it's called Iktasrei. So why is it called Iktasrei? Not because he is not obligated. It's called Iktasrei in contrast to a chayv of money that a labor has to pay the Malbe. So that can be enforced. Balkote, Mashenke, this kind of obligation, even if the Eved is obviously not nafshe, to the Odin, it cannot be enforced, it cannot be king, but it's a chayv, so it's called Iktas. So he says, Voi, ma chay Odin lehem v'choshu kidim v'chayv, v'choshu v'nishum. The Odin lehem v'chnav shei, t'mo yishipir shalom tam l'kaba o moza achite, im kien hei v'choshu v'chav v'chayv. V'nye lo gri, v'choshu Iktas chayv, mishim do Odin lehem v'chnav shei. So namo et zoi, it is a chayv, al pidin it's a chayv. But it's not a legal obligation, on account of the fact that it cannot be given. Legal obligation is something that you can enforce. Umikol okay, choshe b'chav l'achelim, sh'ar l'chay l'od m'kul, v'ochet p'vishim, v'shpish l'ayme, so who is chav l'achelim? You see, if it had been a legal obligation in the sense that it could force the Odin to be m'shacher, then it wouldn't be considered chav l'achelim, just as every time when someone grabs from the lady for the malveh, there is no other malveh. So we don't say it's called chavla chelim because it's to the detriment of the lady himself. Because whatever is legally due cannot be considered chavla chelim. But here it's not legally due to them because then it cannot force the Odin to be mishachari. He can only pressure him. He can make demands, moral demands upon him. But he cannot force it. So in many ways, it's called halachim, because it's not a legal obligation, it's only a moral obligation.
Bishlei mitei v'balchei v'kone, eitei mei v'gam kam kone v'kam v'kusu.
wenn ihr schon klaus mich da wieder nach nabsche rein zu mich ba auch ich kann sie auch lag im laus sehen wir aber bis uns haben die kar haben die kabel und die kabel die kabel durch ihre toten aber die matte ist mache ich wohl konne kurz kurz ich nicht ba auch ich aber wir nach nabsche ich noch und mach das nach so gerade das kasch am tisches what's the chapter there doesn't even make sense he says that this is considered a hay it's a matter But since it's not a legal obligation, so it's considered halal. Fine. That we can accept so far. But what's the shaykhs with Tefes and Balchei? But then Tefes itself, in the Ri himself, in the Kashe, pointed out, even if we say Tefes and Balchei, Bokech Havlachele, he's coming. So it's only because of the fact that the Balchei himself can certainly be Tefes. But here in this case, David himself couldn't Tefes, how could the Shliach be better, be more effective than David himself? I mean, there's the strongest Kasha. So what does he say? In order to answer that Kasha, he says, because the Odin here wants, even though Tefes Lach Kisri, according to Rabune, but the Odin wants that the Shliach should be able to be Tefes. So maybe it says, no, so what's the raya of the Tefes Lachim Mokit Chav Lachim in his Kone? Maybe Tefes Lachim Mokit Chav Lachim in his Loi Kone. Because over there, the Levin, he's screaming, he doesn't want. All the time. Mashiach can hear the time he handed over the Shtashicho to the Shliach. So he expressed his willingness that the Shliach should be able to be Tefes. So maybe, so what's the raya of the Tefes Lachim Mokit Chav Lachim in his Kone? That's the Kashe that the Ram asks against them. Now the motion of Tesvis is Vokha Pribushim Bishlein di Tesvis Lubal Chiv Kone Ein Tele Im Gam Kam Kono Bikabol Zu Vinyan Shal Yoch Lazi Now he doesn't say Ein Tele Im Gam Kam Kono Bikabol Zu She Yehebe Kisra Chiv The Reed emphasizes in kein gam kam konnte die kabole so linie in shall you halavze so it's similar to the shita of the Rif in the Rambam except that the Rif in the Rambam may have that shita al in the Emes even I mean according to Maskon of the Gemara that ten is kisri so still the Rif in the Rambam say that even though ten is kisri there is still a basic distinction between ten and tzchimamish Because if the Odin says, Schei shtar shichu ze leavdi, so then, and the Odin dies, let's say, half an hour later, so then it is in Tzlachirus. But if the Odin says, Hei shtar shichu ze leavdi, not Schei shtar shichu ze leavdi, but then, so it cannot be chesia. But, if the Odin will die, so then, David will not be in Tzlachirus, because Ein shichu lachamizi. So in other words, so the whole aloha of ten kisri, according to the Rif and the Rambam, is only in regard to non-chazor, to the inability to be chazor, but not to yitzilachim. And there's the Rif Shite and the Rambam Shite. So that's the Rif Shite, the Rif and the Rambam have the Shite in the Maskone of Yivam. Our in the Rabbi Eicher, the ten is kisri, but in view of the fact that he didn't use the expression Shri, what if If he wanted the Shliach to be Zeich and Mamesh, he should say Shri. What is it? He doesn't know the word Shri. Why does he say Ten? Ten means the liver. What does the liver mean? The liver has the connotation that the Odin does not want the Eved to be Yitzel Chirus until it is handed over into his hands. That's the Raya that he used the expression Ten, and he didn't use the expression Shri Mamesh. But it is Shri Ligabe non Chazor. So the Rif says, you ask, how is it possible? Either it is Yisrael Ligamre, or it's not Yisrael Ligamre. So he says, I discussed it already once.